And this is The Science Show on RN. So why watch birds? Answer, they can help you with engineering. That's why Dr. Nigel Peake studies owls in Cambridge, and he's a professor of applied maths, incredibly enough. How did you come to study owls?
Well, throughout my professional career, I've always worked on aeroacoustics, on the science of noise generation. Now, it's been known for many, many years that some owls are able to fly almost silently. And of course, the reason for this is that they are hunting small mammals. The owls use their own auditory systems to detect the prey, so they don't want to create noise which blots out the sound of the prey. And of course, they don't want the prey to detect them. But it's really not been understood how owls manage to do this. And so the big question for me that interested me was, could we understand how owls manage to do this? And if so, could we learn some lessons and apply them on aircraft?
And so first thing, you catch your owl, or did you?
We haven't done any experiments on owls. I have handled owls at raptor centres. Before I got into this research, I wasn't a great ornithologist. I'm not somebody who goes out with binoculars in the woods and things like that.
So what do you do instead? You simulated the wings and the feathers and you went to a wind tunnel?
Right. So the first thing we did was actually look at the feathers. And in fact, people have been doing this for many years. And when you look at the owl feathers, what becomes clear is that they're quite different from any other bird. In fact, they're quite different from owls, from some other owls that don't need to hunt quietly. So there are some very small pygmy owls that don't have these special features on the feathers.
What do the feathers look like then?
There's really two things that are unusual. The first thing is that when you look at the wing feathers under a microscope, you see they've got a much finer, almost fractal microstructure, much finer than ordinary feathers. And then the second thing is that on the trailing edge of the wing, the owl has something like a flexible comb, almost like a hairbrush, and that's not seen on any other bird that doesn't need to hunt in acoustic stealth.
So are there any other birds other than owls who have something almost similar that you know of?
No, not to my knowledge, no. This is something peculiar to owls.
Something unique. So if you have examined the secret of this, the question is whether it practically has any bearing on aircraft or anything that you can actually apply in design.
That's the key question, of course. One good thing is that the frequency range that the owl seems to be able to control its noise over certainly includes some of the key frequencies that you're most interested in, maybe about a kilohertz, maybe slightly less, maybe slightly more. So it's certainly relevant. On the downside, because these feathers are so complicated, there's no chance of actually being able to make replicas, let alone stick them on any structure and hope for them to survive out in the wind or the rain or what have you.
No, but I imagine that wing design or some small aspect of it could be applied to make aircraft quieter.
Yes, certainly. And this is really what we set off to do. So I should say that the way it started, I was inspired by a good friend, Professor Geoffrey Lilly, who's still going strong at 95. He originally worked on Concorde and was responsible for a lot of the acoustic research that was done on Concorde. But he brought this business of the owl to my attention. And the first thing that I did was to try and develop a mathematical model just of this trailing edge comb, just to see if we could understand how porous, flexible comb might change the sound generation.
Well, of course, at Cambridge here, you've got this wonderful project called the Silent Aircraft,
yeah,
which is a major and fairly complex approach to making very large aircraft virtually silent. Have you had any words with them?
Yes, so I was involved in that project. The key about the silent aircraft was that you wanted to start with a clean piece of paper, and how would you design an aircraft if what you were interested in were the noise? And in some way, looking at the owl is a bit similar to that, because you're sort of throwing away preconceptions of how you're going to design whatever device it is you want, be it an aircraft wing or a wind turbine.
You say that the silent aircraft has reached its completion as a project, but yes, we don't have silent aircraft flying in the sky just yet. Is it likely?
I think the issue, of course, is money. And the design that was come up with was radically different. It's a flying wing design. And the time scale that you would need to develop something so radical and getting it into service and, of course, start to recoup the development costs, you're really talking about 50-year timescales before that sort of thing would actually appear. But that's not to say that the project wasn't a success, because there are many aspects of it that you can bring into action now. So one very promising strategy, for instance, that was looked at closely in the silent aircraft, is just changing the way you get your plane to come into land at the airport. So what happens at the moment is, if you're coming in to land at Heathrow, then the aircraft will descend at a very low angle, maybe 3 or 4 degrees, and you'll do that for, 10 miles, and then you'll flatten out, and you'll fly along for a bit, and then you'll come in at another 3 or 4 degrees for another 10 miles, and in this way you eventually get down. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that you're irradiating a very large area with your aircraft noise. The alternative strategy is a continuous descent approach, whereby you come down in a single sweep at a higher angle. Now, it's not a ridiculous angle. Maybe you come down at 6 or 7 degrees. But of course, by doing that, then far fewer people on the ground are exposed to the noise, because you're at higher altitudes for longer. Now, what this requires, it doesn't require any new technology, it just requires slightly different air traffic procedures. And of course, it requires people to be happy coming in at a slightly higher angle, which might be a different story.
It might indeed, but back to those owls. Have they produced anything applicable yet in Cambridge? Professor Peake.
Can we come up with a device which might mimic what we think the owl feather is actually doing? So we tried that, and we had a few attempts, and now eventually we have come up with really a quite simple device that you could bolt on to the trailing edge of an aircraft wing or a wind turbine, and it's been tested in the wind tunnel and it works. It's very satisfying.
Wonderful creatures. Wonderful how they manage to work out all these things just by flying around and not being engineers or mathematicians.
No, that's right. That's right. They've done it a lot, long, millions of years before we ever thought of it, of course. Yes.
Nigel Peake is Professor of Applied Maths at Cambridge, and we wish him luck with his owlish device on the plane of the future, flying quietly.